yourself just comfortable and relaxed. Whichever position you find works. Let your body just fall into a gently relaxed position. Begin by paying some attention to your feet. Wiggle your feet. Make sure your ankles aren't tight or tense. Your toes aren't clenched. Clench them and then release them. Breathe in as you clench your toes. And breathe out as you release them. And just work your way up your body. Breathe in as you clench your calf muscles. Breathe out as you relax them. Breathe in and clench your buttocks. As you breathe out, relax and let your body drop. Let your body just fall. Let your body drop. As you breathe in, squeeze your shoulders and your chest. As you breathe out, let your shoulders relax. Let your body drop. As you breathe in, squeeze your eyes, your nose, your forehead, just squeeze. And as you breathe out, let your face relax. Let your body drop. Close your eyes. Let the images appear in front of you, beginning with a triangle. Triangle pointing downwards. At the bottom of the triangle, the point that's at the bottom of the triangle, there is a golden ball. As you travel up the right-hand side of the triangle, you get to a blue ball. And as you go along the horizontal bar at the top to the other side of the triangle, there's a red ball. So this triangle in front of your eyes, you can see this triangle. Visualize, see the golden, the blue, the red. Look again at the point of the triangle, the bottom, the golden ball. And see the line that goes up from the golden ball at the bottom to the ball on the right that's blue. From Tithereth, the golden ball, to Sheset, the blue. You see the line between them. This is the path of Yod, the path of the hand, the path of the hermit with the staff and the lamp. See the hermit walking along a road, his lamp casting light in front of him in the dusk. And see the triangle again. The blue ball on the top right. The red ball on the top left. Chesed, the blue. Gibura, the red, and the line between them. This is the path of Teth, of strength, of the serpent. You see the serpent moving in between the grass on the ground. Come back to the triangle once more. The golden ball at the bottom, the blue ball on the right, the red ball on the left. Now look at the path between the golden ball at the bottom and the red ball on the left. You see this line between the two balls, and this is the path of the ox, of Lamed, and of justice. And you see sitting on a throne the figure of justice. And come back once more to the triangle. Just the triangle and the colors. Keep this triangle in mind and now perceive a mirror in which you see yourself as you like yourself. This is you as you are. You as you can be, you as you are, you as you will be, you as you have been. And you can see the triangle in front of the mirror, and you can see yourself in the mirror. And now the golden ball moves into the heart of the figure in the mirror. And the blue ball, and the red ball, and the triangle glows within the figure in the mirror. And you can see yourself. And you look at yourself. You place your hands on the mirror. You step close until your nose touches. You push ever so gently, close your eyes, and you push, and you can feel the gold energy in your heart, energy of Tiferes, as you step through. All around you, you can hear a wind now. Your eyes are still closed. You can feel heat and something rough against your hand, your right hand. It feels like a wall. You open your eyes and all around you is a raging storm, sandy red storm. You can barely see anything. You can breathe, and it seems to leave you alone, although you can still feel the sand on your face and the heat all around. You feel around with your right hand on the wall, and it seems to extend in front of you. On top of the wall, there seem to be markings. You're sure of them now. Sets of three letters. One after the other, you can feel them as you begin to walk. Forward, the wall on your right. Feeling the names, the marks on the top of the wall as you go. As if in braille. The storm seems to be clearing a little, and you can see in front of you a desert scape, red, mountains to the left, and in front of you some sort of ruin. You keep walking forwards and realize the wall has now gone. And you look back and behind you there's a raging storm of sand. The wall juts out of it ever so slightly. You look back at the ruin in front of you and now you can see a figure, more than one figure. A series of people seem to be gathered in front of the building and you begin to walk towards it. As you near the figures, you can see that they are knights of some sort. They are practicing their moves, fighting and playing with each other. There's maybe half a dozen here. They greet you as you walk by them towards the building, which you can now see has some sort of tower. And in front of you, just before the tower, some battered walls with a doorway to the right. And you move towards the doorway. A figure walks in front of you, long black robe, head down, moving slowly. They seem broken. They seem lost. You can't make out their face, but they seem sad. And they walk towards the figures that are practicing their moves, the soldiers that are playing. And you continue towards the open doorway. When you reach the doorway, you can see inside a dirt floor. There seems to be no roof here. There are wooden struts coming out of the walls at various points, and all around the walls inside the room, which is large, larger than you imagined, are soldiers with their swords across their knees, sitting in small groups. Some of them are laying down. You hear behind you a noise, something coming. A crunching, crashing noise. Sound of hooves and wheels. You step back out of the doorway and you can see coming towards you down a road a huge chariot behind which there are soldiers on horseback. The chariot pulls up as it reaches you. Figure steps down. They wear a crown, a beautiful, long, if battered, red cloak, and a gleaming sword at their side. You can hear the horses all around you snorting and puffing. And the figure comes towards you and extends their hand, which you take and greet Kamael. They hold your hand for a while, as though they are pleased to meet you. they say, follow. And they march into the room where the soldiers were resting, and you follow as they stride forwards. You notice their cloak is ripped and torn at the bottom, and it's muddy. Around the shoulders it is still bright, but it's obviously well worn. They march to the other end of the room and you follow, and they reach a large wooden door. Through here, they say. As they open the door, you can see all sorts of fire flickering in the air. And for a moment you pause. It's perfectly safe. You step forward into the dark room, and all around you are flickers of flame. On the floor, fire snakes seethe all around. And they begin to come towards your feet and crawl around your ankles, and they are warm and loving and beautiful. Your eyes begin to acclimatize, and in front of you you can see what looks like a bath sunk into the floor with five sides. Behind you you can feel the figure of the archangel. In front of you the sunken bath fills slowly with all the serpents of fire. It looks like a bath of fire. And you walk forward and step gingerly into this bath. As you do, you can feel the heat, the warmth, and the energy begin to come up your legs as you move deeper into the bath. The warmth around your waist and your groin moving up into your chest. And you lay back, arms outstretched. And you can feel the fire engulfing your head and your hands. And all you can see is bright golden, yellow and red flickering. You can feel the snakes coiling over your body, bathing you in their energy. A large sound suddenly awakes you from a reverie. Kamael is telling you it is time to go and see what you've come here for. You stand up and the bath empties, and the room fills with the fire snakes. You walk towards Kamael, who stretches out his hand once more and takes you towards a door on the right. You step through this door, and in front of you are a series of stairs going upwards. You realize you are in the tower that you could see earlier. Kamael begins up the stairs rapidly. And you're having trouble keeping up. Stairs are going on. And you don't want to fall behind, and you are beginning to sweat, and your chest is feeling tight. With your right hand you grab a banister and you keep pulling yourself now. Your chest is tight and you're pulling and you're moving fast up the stairs, and then suddenly you are out. You are out and you can see the mountains in the distance. You can see Kamael standing at the edge of the tower wall, looking out, and you turn to see where he's looking. Walk towards him and stand next to them. And you can see in front of you a huge valley. Far in the distance, you can see a town. A road that leads all the way from this building to that town. But what's most noticeable is between here and there is an army. Like a mass of ants filling the space in the middle of the valley. You can hear the drums coming in the wind. You can begin to see, as you look from one side to the other, that this army seems to extend from one side, the horizon, to the other, and stands between you and that town. Kamael turns to you, takes you by the shoulders, stares deeply into your eyes, takes one step back, turns around, picks up a sword from the floor, which he turns back to you and now offers this to you. And you ask him, now, what is it you are to do with this sword? You know that you can refuse the offer, that you can come back any time, or that you can accept, but you need to make your decision now. And having done so, take your leave of Kamael. And begin to walk down the stairs of the tower. The path is easy now. The stairs seem to disappear beneath your feet as you move through them, as you find yourself at the bottom by the door. You step through the door into the room of the seraphim, the fiery serpents, who play around you as you walk through to the hallway where the soldiers rest. You walk past all the soldiers, the dust of the floor kicking up, looking at their faces as you go. And when you leave the building, you once more see the figure in black to your right, the black-robed, sad figure. And the soldiers that were playing now stand there, watching you as you walk back towards the wall that you can see in the distance, jutting out of the sandstorm. walk back towards that golden, bright storm. And you reach the wall. And you can feel now the names on the top of the wall as you close your eyes. And you walk along the wall, feeling the heat of the storm all around you, feeling like you're now at the end of the wall, you're standing still, and the heat begins to disappear. You can feel your fingers and your arms and your feet and your legs. You can feel your body coming back into this space, into this room. You can feel your body coming back into this space and into this room. You can feel your body coming back into this space.